Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler. Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for day 0202. How badass is that?
Oh, it is 0202.
For some reason I really like those days that are like similar in number.
So you're really excited for October 10th?
10-10-10?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Okay.
I wonder how many weddings are going to be on 10-10-10. Especially like, I don't know. People who like Halloween and are kind of into that kind of thing. Like, you know, I'm putting this in air quotes, but, you know, the freak children.
Yeah.
The people who are, like, in love with that. They have, like, the hot, like, the, they go to the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo and stay in the weird rooms.
The ones that, like, there's coffins.
Yeah, that kind of
stuff. People that really love Nightmare Before Christmas.
So, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see
just
that.
Just those odd, like, I just find them odd.
Yeah.
I find the people that like Star Trek, like, to that extent, where they go to, like, the expos and stuff, little...
Or wait in line and then have marriage there? Have you seen
that? Yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those people, it's a little much.
A little intense.
But at the same time, I'm kind of jealous that I really don't have anything that I would wait in line to get, like, I don't know.
We did it for Randy Couture.
Yeah, like, that was cool, but that was, like, a person, I don't know, like, there's not, like, an essence of stuff that, like, I would never wait outside overnight.
Got it.
You know,
yeah,
the people that wait in line for, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, the third movie to get the tickets, or the Twilight freaks.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really fallen for any of that either. I mean, I've gone to a couple of midnight showings.
I've gone, but I've never waited in line for those tickets. I've always gotten them from somebody.
Yeah, no, I agree. Huh.
I've never jumped on those bandwagons.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy most of them, but I just not to the extent that other people do.
I think here's our deal. It's because we don't get caught up in the minuteness of being the first people. You know, like, yeah, there are certain things that I like being first to. But seeing a film, I don't really care if someone else has seen it before me. You know? Does that make sense?
Or it's I have patience.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, the Nick's Twilight's coming out. There's people that have countdowns and stuff like that. It's like, I haven't seen the first two, but, like, let's say I have.
Right. So you're really...
Oh, here. The Nick's Batman.
Okay.
The Nick's Batman movie I'm looking forward to.
Right.
Whatever's the one that's going to follow Dark Knight.
Right. It's going to be good.
I think it's going to be great. I have no countdown for when it's going to start.
Really?
I have no idea what's in it. When it shows up, it will show up, and I will go see it. I'll probably see it opening weekend if
right.
I'm free.
Right.
If I'm not, I'm not, and I'll go see it the first chance I get.
Yeah. No, I agree. The only countdown I really believe in is St. Patrick's Day. I believe in that countdown.
Why is that?
Because it's an awesome day of drinking.
Oh, see, I always did the Christmas countdown.
Oh, like the advent. Yeah, I don't like those. So one, the chocolate's terrible.
Whoa. I don't do the chocolate ones.
What do you do?
Well, growing up, we just had Velcro ones. Like, it was a tree, and so we would Velcro, like, an ornament on this tree. But then my mom got us Lifesaver ones.
Lifesavers I could deal with. Velcro is pointless.
It was growing
fun
up.
As a child.
It was just my growing up thing.
Right.
It was a Velcroed one.
Nice. Before we get into today's topic, excuse me, Tyler, I want to check in with you. Seeing as this is our last week before we go to Costa Rica, have you tweaked your workout at all? What differences have you made?
Let's see. Well, first I would like to go into. Okay, we'll talk about me first. Today I basically am. Pinpointing body parts.
Okay.
So today was chest. I did purely mass kind of stuff, you know, 5 sets of 5, like failure to eat. Like, I putting up the fifth was difficult on each of them.
Okay.
Just was kind of doing like bulkier to gain mass. But then at the end of my chest workout, I then boxed for about 10 rounds.
Nice. And you were at the UFC gym.
I was at the UFC gym. So
we haven't heard from Shape Up.
I have yet to hear back from Shape Up after
in shape,
after they informed me that they were going to call me Friday I've yet to hear from them, and it is now Monday night.
Wow.
And I have yet to hear from them. This so is not a good business. Actually am going to be working out there tomorrow.
Okay.
I think if I work out there tomorrow, they for sure will be hearing from me.
Good. Good. So you're going for this next week, body part specific.
Yeah. I'm probably going to do chest, shoulder, by legs, shoulder, chest, because visually I figure with abs every day, because I visualize that legs, as nice as it is to work them out in a board shorts, can't really tell so much.
True.
So I went with upper body most of this week.
All right.
With a lot of boxing
right,
mixed into it, because that's, I'm starting to really get back into that.
That's good. That's good.
How is your drinking and working out?
I haven't drank and worked out. What do you mean?
You said you were going to do that last night.
No, in Costa Rica.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it this week.
No, why would I do
it
this week?
I was so confused.
No, I'm going to go. Here's my plan for Costa Rica. Wake up, go downstairs to our thing, eat a light breakfast with either, I'm trying to think of breakfast drinks. We have a stout beer, which you can drink for breakfast. You can, a light stout. A honey beer. Those are pretty much the only beers you can drink, like maybe a Pilsner or something else. Then you have the mimosa, the Bloody Mary, possibly a screwdriver, but really not a whole lot else I'm thinking of.
So I just, because I thought it was going to be this week.
No, that's all in Costa
Rica. I was so confused by why, and I was going to be like, we should probably give a like disclaimer that today, because I don't think that we talked. I was so.
Oh, yeah, this is not, this is a really, really stupid thing to do.
Yeah, nobody should do this.
No,
Keon is doing it.
I'm going to, because I think it's going to be really hilarious.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll keep you updated throughout the next week on my personal blog. But no, I added an extra circuit to the Spartacus workout, really watching what I eat, and doing one strength training group a day. So today was squats, like big squats. Wednesday will be back and chest. And then Friday is going to be deadlifts and pull-ups.
With the Spartan workout on Tuesday and Wednesday? Or
no,
Thursday,
no.
Or
in combination with this. So I'm doing Spartacus workout Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Cardio Tuesday, Thursday. And then squats, chest, and rows. So flies and rows. Oh, no, bench press and rows. And then Friday is going to be pull-ups and straight-legged deadlifts.
Okay.
Because it helps to do one set just to keep your, you know, body going and all that. And then probably I'll be doing little things like biceps, triceps, you know, probably Tuesday, Thursdays.
Sounds good.
So the Spartacus workout, I mean, I've tweaked it a lot. I've added my own things. I've changed out workouts. I do half of it on the TRX now as opposed to just one or two exercises. And it kicks my ass even more, which I'm pretty happy I could take a workout that is this devastating and make it more devastating. So I'm pretty happy with that. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be good.
Because I'm 3 pounds away from under 200.
Very nice. So
I'm 203.
Very nice.
Yeah. If I can get to 195 by the time we leave, I'll be happy.
What did you start at?
Just like around 220.
220?
Yeah. Around there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so dropped about 20 pounds. Pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty good weight loss, considering part of it was through the holidays. You know, my wrist is broken, been working, started school, all of the above.
Okay.
All right, so today's topic, we haven't really mentioned it yet, and we're almost 10 minutes into the podcast. We're talking about creatine supplementation.
And what is that?
All right,
most people probably don't know.
No, exactly. So creatine, first and foremost, it's a naturally occurring product in your body.
That it is.
It helps produce ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, which is your primary energy source. So what your body does is it takes a little ATP molecule, breaks it down, and creates ADP, which is adenosine diphosphate, plus P. And it uses that P, that one phosphate molecule, as energy.
Yes.
So now we have this ADP molecule that really doesn't do a whole lot. But if you take creatine phosphate, which is, again, a naturally occurring substance, combine that with ADP, and you've just created ATP again, which is a usable energy source. So what creatine does, I mean, and of course, for those of you physiologists out there. Again, I'm dumbing this down and making it as simple as possible.
Yeah.
With still using big words to make it more edible.
So basically what it is there's a molecule in your body that gets broken down while during the energy process. Creatine gets added to the half that is not used for the energy to make more energy.
Right. So there's a lot...
That's the simplest way possible without saying anything possible.
Yeah. Sure. But I think it's important to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The sub, but just for systems. The people that could have got lost.
So you have creatine. You have about enough creatine in your system to last for 10 seconds worth of energy. So the first 1 to 10 seconds of activity, of any activity, regardless of if you're going on a 80-mile run or you're doing a bench press, for 1 repetition max, you're using creatine the first 1 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
You can boost that up to maybe 12 seconds, but that's usually about most studies, you go into a different energy system right after that. So, the idea of creatine supplementation is that you take extra creatine, which you can get from steak, all your red meats, is that you take this supplement, and one of two things is going to happen. One, more creatine is present in your bloodstream, right? So that your muscles can use it quicker, so you're either recovering between sets faster, or you can actually lengthen the amount of power you can produce at maximal output, right?
Yes.
The other thing is, if muscles, say you had a hard workout, the theory is muscles, this is popular, I'm giving you like what the popular knowledge is, and I'm taking a exercise physiology grad class, and we had a big assignment on creatine the other day, so I have a plethora of research studies. If you'd like to contact me, I can send you those links. But the other theory is that the muscles will take the extra creatine and store it so that you can go through a big workout faster, recover from your sets quicker, and all that. Have I missed anything?
No.
Okay. Tyler, have you used creatine?
I have used creatine. I'm right now using creatine.
What are your thoughts on it? All of that.
I notice a difference in my energy levels throughout the day, to be 100% honest with you. That I'm pretty alert. It just kind of, you know, when you wake up some mornings and you're just kind of not there? Like, you're just kind of, your body's going through the motions.
Right.
I know this is kind of an odd way to put it, but like since starting taking, like, I'll have a protein shake in the morning and I'll have creatine in it.
Uh-huh.
I feel much more alert.
Interesting.
And just like focused on things. And then as my workouts, I feel a pump more.
Okay. And that, you know, that makes sense because creatine, typically the oral version of it, absorbs water so that when you start working out more, there's more water in your muscles. So it creates that more pump. It's weird that you feel more mentally alert because your brain doesn't use creatine.
I understand that. It could right. be other aspects of my protein shake and whatnot.
Right.
But it's just kind of while, like, I started with this whole right. working out for Costa Rica, I started a bunch of stuff at once. And
that was, okay.
It was one of the things that I started. So I figured that it probably helped out a little bit.
Okay. Interesting.
I have noticed, though, that I am thirsty much more often. Thus, like, if I don't drink a lot of water during the day, which is hard at work, my lips will start to get chapped.
Yes.
And I need to drink plenty of water.
Absolutely.
And that was kind of the one thing when you want to talk about creatine, is a lot of the times when there's, deaths in, like, football, like, you see those, like, high right. school kids that they usually have overloaded on creatine and like some kind of like hydroxycut or some kind of that thing. It's a mixture of using those kind of
right
types of aids and supplements that dehydrates them and gives them a heart attack.
Right.
So that's kind of like my little warning.
The when thing is
doing
though,
this, what, do it right.
Mass research, there's maybe one or two actual proven studies of creatine causing death.
Oh yeah. So that.
So it's when you combine crappy supplement up on crappy supplement with that supplement's actually okay, that's when you get that.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things where I can see the physical effect of it when I just don't drink enough water.
Right.
And I'm not saying where I literally can peel skin off my face that it's so dried out.
Right.
But I just noticed that my lips are a little bit more chapped. And after drinking a glass or two of water, everything's back to normal. Like, it's kind of a, it's kind of creepy.
Right.
In how much water can just affect your body. And taking creatine can show you that.
Right. So.
But that's kind of was my one, I wanted to make sure when talking about creatine is that creatine has gone a bad rep. And as Keon was saying, there's not all the proof in the world that shows that it's the corporate, but it, with other things, has caused death.
Right. The question that my professor actually asked us was, is creatine a safe supplement for the general public? And the resounding answer for me and my the 40 other students in this class is a yes. I mean, anyone can use it. But as Tyler is saying, you need to drink adequate amounts of water. So usually what most dietitians I talk to say is half your body weight in ounces of water. So for me, it'd be about 100 ounces of water. For someone who weighs 150 pounds, they'd be drinking 75 ounces of water, et cetera, and et cetera. Right?
Yeah.
So that's really important. And on top of that, if you can't get that much water down, you probably shouldn't be taking creatine, because that can, the cases that we're talking about of death, and these are just like rare cases, it's because of pre-existing kidney conditions or liver conditions or renal conditions, so like your urinary tract and all that. So make sure that you're drinking adequate water and don't have one of those
water
issues.
Yeah, keep with the water. But the creatine is great. I also see it, and it's kind of a nice because it draws water from your body. You tend to look more chiseled. You know, there's a nice rip effect that it has on your body because you get depleted of water.
Right, right, absolutely.
So visually, it's nice.
Absolutely. It has kind of the effect of salt.
Yeah.
Because salt will absorb water. And the thing about it, if you're trying to lose rapid amounts of weight, again, don't recommend this. We talked about this a while ago. MMA fighters will take all the salt out of their diet. But if you... you know, and that just washes your body out of all hydration it can keep. But creatine will absorb the water without adding extra sodium, which is kind of nice. So who would you recommend this to, T?
I would recommend creatine. I'd recommend it to probably people that are at a body weight that they like and want to gain muscle.
Right.
Fat loss, it would be kind of the last 10 pounds. I wouldn't go for huge fat loss. But, you know, like the people that are consistent workout people, this isn't for the I go every once in a while.
I completely agree. Because, I mean, I would agree with you. Most people who are overweight probably shouldn't take it because most people who are overweight haven't found a consistency with their workout. Yeah, it can help them. Because one of the studies I did, because... Again, I have 40 people in my class, and so I was trying to find something unique to go with creatine, is that it can actually help with bone density, which is really interesting. So they did like a study with men who are 71, and their bone density increased. So the control group just worked out, the test group worked out and took creatine, and their bone density increased. But for fat loss, yeah, you can actually lose a lot of fat with it because you're gaining extra muscle mass, you're putting out more effort, for less caloric or for the same amount of caloric expenditure. So you're actually, I mean, pushing a lot harder, but if you're not working out, it's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just wouldn't do it with somebody that's got like pounds and pounds of muscle to, plus I feel that, what's the word I'm looking for? Like them taking it, the water would be a problem.
Most people
don't drink enough water as it is. Why give them something that makes it so that they have to drink more water?
Right. No, I completely agree. Yeah. So if you're just starting out in the fitness world, then yeah, don't take creatine. But if you're at a place where you want to put on some muscle, I mean, this is the perfect time to start putting on a little bit of muscle for the next month and a half, then get in your fat loss groove so you can get to your summertime weight. Because really, I mean, once May hits, you should be hitting it hard as far as fat loss goes, because if you'd wait till April, June, you know,
it makes Europe, it way it's difficult. Over.
Yeah. So you actually started. I say May, March. So I'm talking March.
I knew you were talking March.
Yeah. So wait till use creatine if you're going to up until March, and after that, that's when you can really start losing a lot of weight. It can really help with some good muscle gains and all that. Anything else you want to mention for creatine?
I like the powdered kind. There's also like capsules, the pill kind.
Right.
I like the powder kind. It's pills. If I can take it in a powder form and hide it in a protein shake, I find it a lot easier.
Right.
So I always do that. I like there's a lot of different types kind of thing. I like the concrete one.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that because, we're talking about creatine in general in the effects in the body, but you can buy a whole bunch of different products. There's creatine monohydrate, creatine blah, 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 kinase, et cetera, et cetera. So find the brand that you like, but concrete is what, when I use creatine, that's the brand
I
use.
That's the one I try and
use. The only downside of that one is it's bitter.
It adds a nice little zang to your whatever. Yeah.
So I don't know. For that one, I mix it in a little bit of water, shoot it, pour water into that glass, shoot it again, and then I drink my protein shake. So because I can't deal with drinking that mass amount.
I drink it with juice.
Oh.
Juice isn't bad.
Yeah, because, and then again, a lot of times they'll recommend you take creatine with something that has sugar in it so that you metabolize it quicker and don't send it away as waste.
So yeah, I usually, if I don't take creatine with a protein shake for whatever reason, like if I have a craving for some kind of breakfast instead of a waffle or instead of a protein shake, I'll have it with the juice.
Very cool.
And that's easier way to do it.
Very cool. And then one thing about creatine and endurance athletes, it won't help you in your competition, but one study showed that triathletes who took creatine, they started recovering quicker than athletes who didn't take creatine. So it could help with recovery. And they took 20 grams for 5 days before their competition and then continued on with supplementation for 48 hours. And their muscles were better recovered than the test group. So it could help with your recovery, but it's not going to help with your event.
Huh.
And then plus you have to drink a lot more water, so you're going to be heavier, you retain more water. So it's a give and take. So if you're not competing for time, then I would say go for it. You know, if you don't really care about your time, sure. But if you're a competitive person, then you should probably, I wouldn't recommend taking it.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent. Anything else that you want to add to this? Because I know you want to get over to Dee's house.
No, I just was trying, creatine's that supplement that I really like,
uh-huh.
and I trust it, where there's a lot of stuff out there that is so corporatized. Big business has taken over, and so it's hard to find the most simplest form of it. And creatine is one of those things that still hasn't, it's at its simplest form, so people don't mess with it that much.
Right.
And that's what I like about it.
Right.
It's not like hydroxycut and those kind of things that are just, I roll my eyes at every time because I can't, you look at the back of it and you don't know what's in it.
Right.
And that kind of stuff scares me. Where creatine, I know exactly what it is, what it does, and it's, you can just get pure creatine.
Right. One thing we didn't talk about is when to take creatine, right?
Yes.
So you take it before your workouts.
Yes.
Which I agree with that. I think taking creatine before your workout is the only time you should take it.
Okay.
Because otherwise, unless you're, because some people believe in the whole loading phase.
Yeah, there's a loading concept that goes with it where you take it four times a day for 3 days, and then you go to three times a day for 4 weeks, and then you're off it for 2 weeks and stuff like that.
Right. So, I mean, jury's out scientifically on if the loading phase actually does anything, but it can't hurt. But you want to take it before your workout. Some people will say, oh, take it after, it helps with recovery, blah, 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 and it'll help your next workout. But it's in your bloodstream. So drink it about half hour before your workout, enters into your bloodstream in roughly an hour. And so halfway through your workout, it'll start really kicking in, and then you get some of the recovery benefits afterwards. So Anything else? As far as that goes, loading phases, I mean, experiences that you've had.
I've done the loading stuff, and I don't see a difference.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, besides the fact that you have to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's the weirdest thing, but the water is what makes the loading concept different.
Yeah. So there's that. If you have any questions or comments about creatine, email us or post in the comments at truefitnessacademy.com, our email, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com, and we'll get back to you. We'll talk about your questions and experiences, all that.
You can also get us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, Facebook page, which I haven't been checking.
I checked it. Okay, I check it regularly.
Very cool. So this week, we're trying to get you some good content before we get out of here for Costa Rica. And then when we're in Costa Rica, it's up in the air if we'll have anything. We won't be publishing any or recording anything new, but we might be able to get like a 5-minute post out every day. So stay tuned for that. We might just put text blogs up. Yeah. Not really sure where we're going to be on that. So stay tuned for that. This week, I think I want to talk about energy drinks.
Okay.
I think that would be an interesting concept to talk about. So look forward to that and a couple cool topics.
Yeah, a couple cooler topics. So. Yeah.
So today is Tyler and his girlfriend's 3-month anniversary.
Well, technically it would be in yesterday.
Yesterday was Tyler and Danielle's 3-month anniversary, so we are celebrating that. I got my party hat on.
I'm going to go over to her house and watch 24. It's basically what we're doing.
What?
I know.
That is bullshit.
The 3rd month really doesn't mean much to anybody.
Tyler had this conversation right before.
1 month I'll give you. Just because it's nice, sweet, something, whatever.
Right.
6 months I'll give you, because usually that's in most relationships when you do that concept of, could I marry this person? I at least start to think about that.
Right.
Year.
That's an actual, hey, this is an anniversary.
Yeah.
Because so it's the actual when date. It
starts
yeah.
to matter.
I agree. I mean, I don't like the month. I think they're kind of silly, but I know
three's the one
girls.
That she made a comment of it was our 3, and I knew it was like in my head. It's the first, so it's really easy to
make that's
mental
lucky.
Notes of. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's pretty easy. So
nice, cool. Well, we will get out of here. You guys enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and we will come back tomorrow.
We will
with some intensity.
Sounds great.
Tyler, take us on a trip.
Baggage tag.
Baggage tag. Excellent. Was that what you were doing? What did you do yesterday?
I don't know what I did yesterday.
I don't think that was it.
I don't really care.
What?
What was it yesterday?
I don't know. You can go check.
I'll check.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Later. I'm a nice one, a priest in his pillow. I'm a name. No.